You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on. Because I know you're coming after a while. So I don't even mind. No. I wait on you, Lord.
If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. For I may be the only Jesus.
Atmosphere.
Everything.
surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. Have your way right now in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we pray right now in agreement, Lord, that we are standing in your presence, Lord, that we are wiped clean, washed white as snow, Lord, made presentable before you, Lord, by putting all of our wants, our cares, our needs, our desires on the altar. Lord, we release to you right now in this prayer, Lord, for a new way of speaking to you clearly, Lord, a new way to hearing you divinely, Heavenly Father God, and to move in your presence immediately, Heavenly Father God, like never before. So, Lord, we worship you with a new worship. We praise you with a new praise. Lord, we come before you with a new attitude to want more of you and less of us. Lord, we release control today, Lord, in all of our ways of getting involved, all of our ways of disrupting your flow, Lord, all of our ways of distracting what you've already placed before us. Lord, we remove ourselves out of the occasion, out of the situation, out of the purpose that you call for us, Lord, that it's your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we believe today. We believe that like never before, Lord, we trust today like never before, Lord, and renew us again today with your spirit. Create in us a new clean spirit and renew your right spirit within us. Create in us a new vision, a new purpose, a new call on our lives, Lord, to want more of you and less of us. Lord, take control, take complete control in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all in agreement said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Welcome family to Pressing Over the Hump. Yes, we're here continually on Wednesdays to encourage one another, to push one another, no, better yet, to provoke one another to press over. Oh yes, we're climbing mountains and we're getting over situations, but we're learning as we press over. We don't go back over those things again, and we're developing relationship with who? None other than God. I said something this morning that was so divine. You know, the Bible says that greater is He that is in me than the evil that's in the world. And it just, you know, it was so prevalent to me that if I have an opportunity to be with things, that with this spiritual connection, I have the opportunity to do all things. But without it, this entity, I can do nothing. Some of us are standing in the middle today, and we're still saying, I'm not ready. I haven't called you. Well, let me tell you now, if you're alive today and you are under the sound of my voice live by archive listening or somebody telling you about this program, you can still find your purpose in God. It's not too late. He's not done with you. If you could just take a deep breath right now, exhale. God has a plan for your life. All it takes is you have to acknowledge you're wrong. Then you have to repent. And then you have to turn from your wicked ways and now begin a new life, something never, ever done before. And I encourage you, even in your life today, if it starts looking like something you resemble of yesterday, you need to stop doing that thing right now and get back into the newness of God. We shared that on Man Up last night, that even though you are where you are today, I had to hold my hands up and say, revive me again. Pastor Marvin was saying, trust me again, anoint me again, because we fall so contagious to the norm. We get so comfortable in situations that we do not press ourselves to the next level. Well, I'm telling you right now that with him, this is a constant him. This is just in a morning hymn or a prayer time hymn or a church service hymn. This is the Jesus that has saved me, that is available to me constant, consistent, and without any waver. Ooh, this Jesus, the Jesus that has that love, that remember those characteristics in this prayer life, this prayer journal that we're building. We must have a foundation. Remember the foundation in week one is that we must first build on love. What is love? Sacrificing for others. Because why? God loved me. Oh, yes, he loved us, but you must, in this walk, learn to make it personal. Ooh, hallelujah. And yes, we're going to join together. Yes, we're going to be of one mind, of one love, of one spirit, the mind that is in us that was in Christ. But I have to develop my personality in God. I have to develop my purpose in God. I have to develop my relationship with God one-on-one so I can really have a relationship with you. Ooh, glory. That I really can trust you, that I really can build with you and allow God's spirit and his kingdom come and his will to be done when now on earth as it is in heaven. But love must be the constant growth area. What is love? Sacrificing for others. You wouldn't love, if you love somebody, you love them until they make it. Not just say, I love the brother, but he'll get it together. No, you love him while he's going through, helping him go through to have to be that way anymore. You have to press over. And when you press over, it means I go through my struggles. I go through the pain. I go through the tribulation so I don't have to go through it anymore. Oh, that is a testimony for me in my life because I'm constantly having challenges, and I know you are too. But it's not the challenges from yesterday because that will put me back into what I used to be. Love, sacrificing for others. 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from who? God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Do you know God today? Because if you do, the first thing you're going to express, the first thing you're going to acknowledge is his love. Ooh, what's his love? He died for me. What's his love? He saved me. What's his love? He sacrificed for me. He thought I was worth keeping, saving, dying for. We did that song by Anthony Brown. He thought I was worth saving. He thought I was worth keeping. He thought I was to die for. Why? So I could be free and so I can be whole. But guess what? You have to be whole for somebody else. Virtue. Once you got your love ingredient, you must develop some virtue. Those Christ characteristics. I want to share these, and I'm going to stay on this every week as we build this prayer journal that our foundation stands and it withstands and it stands some more. Virtue. What's virtue? Fulfilling God. Excellence. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Ooh, see, you can lift your hands right now and say, I'm different than I used to be because I have virtue. Ooh, glory. I am provoking myself for a moral life of excellence, that I could go into the next level of knowledge. Number three, knowledge, studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So you just can't deal with the word any old kind of way. You have to deal with correctly. You cannot add to it. You cannot take from it. You cannot rearrange it because what God has said, what God has done is final. Read Ecclesiastes 3, but in that verse number 16, what God has done is final. You can't change it. You can't rewrite it. But what you can do, watch this. I know someone says, you're always talking about a new thing. Well, I'm not talking about God. I'm not one of those preachers saying, and that's going to say, oh, look at God doing a new thing. Because if everything God has done is final, can't be, it's already done. But watch this, because I now have been not conformed to this world's way of seeing it. I am now transformed by the renewing of my mind, Romans 12:2, that I see things on the inside than I do on the outside. It's a spiritual vision. It is me being able to observe him in all my ways. Then I can do everything he has called me to do. But I must do my best to present myself. I'm talking to me today. Present myself to God as one approved. Not a group. Not a many. He said one. Get yourself together before you ever start trying to get somebody else. Oh, this is just a little break in there. You know how we always want to tell somebody about them. I'm learning. I have enough of my own problems. And a problem is something that if you don't deal with it, will bring you to insanity. Oh, yes, it will. But when a problem comes, you have to be a problem solver. So I know I have problems, but I am not. I do not abide by the problems, because the problems are of this world. Oh, but the problem solver is in me, and it comes through the knowledge of his word, studying God's word to gain wisdom and understanding. Oh, now that I could go to the next level, we're talking about the Christ characteristics in prayer, building the foundation, self-control. What is self-control? First, we love, virtue, knowledge. Now, self-control. What is self-control? That is reverencing God so much that we choose godly behavior. Now, what's reverencing? I'll say this because I really do not believe in the reverend of ministry. There's only one entity in the only one thing that should be reverenced. What is respect? It is extravagant respect. It is exonerate. I mean, ooh, glory! I can't even put a word on the kind of respect when you reverence God, because God is all that. And there's nothing that we can ever put ourselves in to feel like we're equal or on the same accord with him. Yes, we have direct access, but God is so awesome that I must. Now, this is not a spirit of fear. This is an attitude of reverence. When you reverence God, you know I really don't even belong in your presence. You know that God is so good. He is so powerful that it's by his grace that I'm allowed in his glory, that he can dwell in me now because of the sacrifice of his son. But that's reverencing him, respecting him so much that I choose godly lifestyles. I choose a godly behavior because not that I'm scared of nobody out there, but I reverence God so much. I respect him so much. Oh, no, somebody's going to touch somebody today, because we don't respect. We get in this thing, and I'm talking to the preachers and all of the five folds that's on this line, that we get in a place that sometimes we think we with him. I had to break myself down and lost everything in ministry because I thought I was the God. Oh, and we get so twisted with that. But God, when we repent and turn from our wicked ways, we learn self-control. That everything I do is because of him. I don't know. I don't go there no more. I don't talk like that. I don't do that. I don't go there. I don't want that. I don't deal with those. No, because I know God is not pleased with that. And only thing that pleases him is godly behaviors. Titus 1:8, hospitable, a lover of what is good. Titus 1:8, hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. Don't need nobody to tell you don't go there. You tell yourself. You don't need nobody to tell you that's not what you tell yourself. I tell you, I can share these examples with you through prayer. These are the attitudes and the submissions we have to have to be in a prayer life, that this journal we're building will work and that we can follow the instructions. Godly behaviors, hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, and self-control. Oh, yes, I let you all off the hook. Thank you for praying me here to this moment. But now I'm going to reverse the system. I'm going to start praying for you. All the praying grandmothers, all the praying mothers, all the praying aunties, I release you. I've done this before, but I'm just going to say it again because somebody else may need to do this. I release you so I can start praying for you, so you can start getting blessed and you can start seeing, wow, hallelujah, Jesus, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, because they were righteous. But do we ever turn it back around? and be hospitable to those that are hospitable to us. Be lower, be a lover of what is good to those that are that love what is good. To be sober-minded to those that are in our lives, we're sober-minded. This is the Holy Spirit on this one. To be just to those that were just to us. To be holy to those that were holy to us. And to be self-controlled to those that showed us self-control. Go to that next level of perseverance. Adopting an attitude of hope through confidence in God's character. Yes, not my character, not your will, not his, but God's character. Romans 5, 3 and 4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. For, perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. That's Romans 5, 3 and 4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. You see how it goes to another level? It never stays dormant. It never stays on the same line. It goes from productivity. Remember, he says, if you abide in him and he abides in you, how much fruit are you supposed to produce? I know probably half the people on already said it, much fruit. And if you're not producing, this is just a little extra. If you're not producing much fruit in your life, I'm not talking about your worldly life, I'm talking about your spiritual life, you need to get back to the basics, change some, get off course because of the accountability of others, being willing to hear from others. We get in our own sometime and we have to get back to it. It's, revive me again. That's our prayer today. Revive us again. Take away total control from us. We release it today. We will not leave this place today with control. And we know, come on, y'all. You know you ain't going to give it all up today, but you're going to give away something. And every day we're going to give away something till we get to a point where we are relying completely on him, perseverance. Then we can now, watch this, live in godliness. What is godliness? Godliness is honoring God in every area of your life. Every area. Oh, at work, I'm honoring God. Well, you can't say that here. I don't have to say it. I can honor him by how I act, how I love people, even when they don't love me, how I respect people when they can't stand me, how I'm willing to tolerate people don't want to tolerate me. That's how we show godliness. It doesn't matter what the sign says on the wall. It don't matter what stipulations and laws are put in place out there. It's what you got going on the inside. What is that prayer life like? Are you still in control trying to dictate? Are you still in control trying to mandate? Or have you got the spirit of godliness that everything I do is not for me? It's for you. And everything you do should not be for you. It should be for me. Now, I don't mean that in just us in a back and forth. I'm talking about all of us. Because, it says go into what? All. You can put any neighborhood, city you want on there. All. And make what? Disciples. Go ye therefore. Hallelujah. But we must go with these characteristics. We must learn how to pray with these characteristics, and we must get it right. Don't find it strange that God continues to lead you to the same word over and over and over again, because until you get a repetition mode of something, it'll never get easy. You'll never find pleasure. You'll never do it often. And if you don't do it often, you don't have a habit. Habits aren't bad. It's only when you have a bad habit. Ooh, glory. But when you can take a bad habit and transform it into a what? Good habit. The only way you can do it is by replacing it with something better. If you got a bad habit, get rid of that habit by replacing it with a good habit. Hallelujah. And that's godliness, honoring God in every walk of our lives. 1 Timothy 2 and 2. And the things that you have heard from me among my witness, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Stop writing your degree. Stop putting the plaque on the wall. It's not for you. It's just going through you. See, when we see that in the power of one, What's the power of one? God being the focal point. God being the all of all. And watch this. He also is being honored in every area of my life. See, that's the God that is the Lord of Lords. That's the God that is the King of Kings. That's the God that every name will bow to, every knee will bow to, and every mouth will confess. Jesus, Yeshua Christ, Lord. There's no doubt about it. If you make it, I believe in, we're all going to make it. I know some, when I say this, people are like, wow, man, do you see the world? These, if we get it right, if I do better now, and one other person with me does better now, then somebody else, before you know, we got an epidemic of doing better now. Not what I said do, but what God said do. Hallelujah. Godliness, honoring God in every area of our lives, that we could finally reach that place. That I think through these seven, now, as I shared before, these are the seven characteristics that God gave me to put in this order to grow. And I shared them that, as I said, the word of God is free. I'm not putting a label on it. I'm not selling books. I'm saying these seven steps, these seven characteristics of Christ are free. We'll take it, use it. But if it does not fit in every area for you, design your own. Because what God has for you is for you, and what God has for me is for me. It can show you a principle how to put yours together, but if you don't want to use these seven, then you build your own. But we gonna mind somebody. Why not start somewhere and learn how to build the foundation of his characteristics, of his DNA that we are now. Watch number seven. We have compassion. What's compassion? Having warm-hearted affection to anyone, no matter their circumstances. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But I say this, and I say this strongly. Don't go off the reservation. First, learn how God loved you. When we're talking about love, we must go to the love creator, and that is God. We talk about that on Friday in the 52 weeks of love, the seven ways God loved us, so we can see how he loved us, that we can love him back. And when we develop that relationship of love, now I can love my neighbor. Now I can treat my brother like I want to be treated. Now I can accept anything because it's not my will, but God's will being done. And now I have this foundation. Remember, we went to that next level in week two, and we said, well, if I want to know the prayer, I must know first God. And know God is a sovereign God. And know God is a no God. And that by the sacrifice of his life of God, that we can relate with him, that we can be in relationship with him. But it must be through prayer. And you must know, remember, you must know God hears you. And you must know you hear God. Oh, I know I hear God clearly. I hear God clearly. Call me crazy. Call me. It didn't come overnight. This is years of repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit, repo. I use that formula from my mentor, Al Hollingsworth, Vertical Leap, Boston Movement, but repo. Repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit. You take a bad habit and repetitiously practice not to do it, easy, it'll become easy. Then it'll become a pleasure. Then it'll be something you're doing often, and guess what? You have now developed a new habit. Ooh, hallelujah. But you must learn to pray to God. You must develop a lifestyle of getting to know God through prayer. Oh, yes, then we went to that what? Next level of now knowing God in prayer and knowing what prayer is. Prayer is a divine communication. Oh, hallelujah, with the Father. But don't get it twisted. It goes through the Holy Spirit. Remember, we talked about that in week three, that the Holy Spirit was left here, what? As our comforter. And he is making intercessions and groans and moans for us. You got to know this. God is not going to receive nothing tainted. And yes, some of our prayers are still tainted. And yes, through the moans and groans and intercessions of the Holy Spirit, one little inch of it receives him when it says, bless my family, But all that stuff about I need a car, I need a this, that never even getting up to the Heavenly Father. Because it's not our will that is to be addressed, but His will. Remember, Jesus taught us how to pray. That was our next level, knowing how to pray. Go to Matthew. Learn. Go to the Word. We always want to develop a new system and a new principle, but it's all right here before us. All we have to do is, watch this, study God's Word to gain wisdom and know that He wouldn't have gave it to us if we weren't supposed to use it. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, go there. If you want to know how to pray, I shared this morning on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. If you say, well, how do I pray? Pray the Word of God. Oh, no, we got something else. Pray the Word of God. Because He said, and remember this, if someone didn't know this, the disciples only asked Jesus one thing. Jesus was feeding them all the time. But in this time of rest, they asked Him, how to teach us how to pray. And in verse 9, He says, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, y'all know the message on that. God is a God that has finished the work. And we don't have to wait to get to heaven, because in this place of kingdom economics, that is kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is the word that is completed. That is in heaven. Watch this. Give us this day. Stop worrying about tomorrow and yesterday. You better put it behind you. Give us this day our daily bread. All you need is for today. So many times we get around different situations and we saw it and we're like, oh, I need more income. I need this. I need that. You know what? I need today. And as I'm starting to understand and get into the day, that means I'm saving for today. That means I'm not spending. That means I'm making committed plans to say, you know what? No more spending. I want to put this out there. You're going to see the flyer come out real soon. It's called White Friday. And we are asking every covenant partner, listener, connect of White Friday. What's White Friday? The day after Thanksgiving, don't spend a dollar. Save your money. Don't go in debt. Don't borrow on your taxes. Don't use your credit card. Save your money. Don't spend no money on that Friday. Don't stand in a long line. Don't go online. Don't pre-buy. Don't pre-set. Don't pre-nothing. Save your money. We are asking everybody not only to save your money, but instead of spending it, go open up an account in a black bank somewhere in your city. If you don't know, we'll find out where it's at for you. Go open $100 an account in a black bank. Save your money. We'll talk about that more. But watch this. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. See, that's that step of understanding. My prayers got nothing to do with me. Yes, we slipped in there. Please forgive us as we forgive. And remember, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So if something in your right, remember I asked you earlier, check your bank account, your spiritual bank account. Do you have much fruit? Ooh, glory. Because if you don't, it's probably because of unforgiveness, anger, animosity, hate, arguments. Things that are not pleasing to God. That's why our prayers never get to God, because the Holy Spirit be like, I can't let that up. I'm not answering to that. And that one prayer that gets up there is that one, not even a tenth, less than that of us that says, thank you. All the rest is this big loud saying, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Prayer is not about me. Prayer is not about you. Prayer is about somebody else that needs it more than you do. God has given us our daily bread. Because when you're focused on God, He makes you a manager, a good steward. Oh, you know how to manage your money. You know how to work hard. You are not the last one at work. You fighting the other Christians that are like-minded to get to work before time. You are not waiting for the meeting. You are the meeting. You are not the head. You are not the tail. You are the head. You ain't trying to borrow. You're lending. But if you don't change your prayer life to understand, don't pray for nothing. Give me this day my daily bread. But I want to be forgiven as I forgive others. Lead me not unto temptation. See, had nothing to do with me. It's still glorifying God. Because don't you know when you resist, God is happy because everything flees. And that's why I said nothing gets up to him that's not holy. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. See those three additives that have to be part of prayer? Ooh, excuse me. But it must, watch that. Look. Our Father, who's where? He's in heaven. Stop looking down. And what I mean by looking down, every time we pray, we look in the bank. We look for a bill to go away. And let me tell you now, God can move in that way that before you know it, you get negatives on your bills. You open up a bill and it's usually about $100 a month. It'd be like negative $150. No mistake of nobody. That happens. Woo, glory. God can move in those areas to relieve and to ease up some things. But don't look for it in that area. Just say, God is sufficient. He shall supply